All right, gentlemen, it is 12 o'clock. As always, we're going to start right on time and get the ball rolling. Thank you for joining this afternoon for our 100 Men in Prayer call. We've got some announcements that I will share at the end, but I want to turn it over right now to Pastor Mike Roach. Pastor Mike is the pastor at Greater Church here in Charlotte. So Pastor Mike, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, all right. Thank you, RJ. And I really wanted to just, from my heart, really say thank you for the opportunity to come on and share on this platform. I think what you're doing is, takes tremendous vision. I've been on here more than a few times, and it has blessed me every time that I've been on. I celebrate you and it's a great visionary in this community. Let me just pause and also say what you're doing, just in the community, impacting the lives of many athletes. I think it's tremendous kingdom work. If you guys haven't done so, I would recommend that you do follow Prison Event Management on all social media platforms. The 4BB Classic is coming up at the end of this month, and he's doing this tournament to raise money for a high school standout basketball player, girls basketball player, who was diagnosed with leukemia, and she is making a rebound. But he is raising money for our medical bills. But I think it is a tremendous work that you're doing in this community, and I just wanted to take a quick moment and just salute you in that. So guys, I'm just going to jump right on in. I know we got 20 minutes and I spent a few minutes just kind of, going through my preliminaries, but I just wanted to share that the Lord was dealing with me for the last couple of days, and I wanted to really talk about something different, but last night he really confirmed that I just need to talk particularly about the identity of men, husbands, in the homes. The devil, he likes to discourage us in the area of identity. When Christ, if you think of the story of Christ, when Christ was fasting 40 days, he was in the wilderness. One of the areas, the first area, matter of fact, that the devil challenged Christ in was his identity. He said, if you be the Son of God. So a lot of times, men in particular, we are challenged in the area of identity. And many of us walk around, myself was included. I walked around growing up and I lacked the identity. I didn't have a father in my life that really poured into me and saw the things in me and identified the giftings and the callings and the talents in my life. So, when we don't have identity, we're prone to waste time, and time is a commodity that you cannot replace. And I know I got some young guys here on this call, and I want to speak specifically to you in this moment. If you can get the jewels, the wisdom that we're teaching right now, you'll go far beyond where we are right now as adult men. So I really want you to pay attention and take notes, because if you grasp the information, if you grasp the knowledge, you can go far. The Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And God has called me to an assignment to share knowledge. So young men, this does apply to you. You may not be married right now. You may not be a husband, but God is calling you to this office. And so when you look at Christ, he held a threefold office. He held an office of prophet, priest, and king. And so I just want to highlight these few areas before we go into our time of prayer, our moment of prayer. But I really wanted to hone in on these three roles that men are called to. If you look at the role of a prophet is an inspired teacher or a proclaimer of the will of God. If you look at the Old Testament, the prophet was used as the mouthpiece of God. And men, in your homes, in your communities, especially the believer, we are called to proclaim the word of God. We are called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times, you know, we shy away from this. We really don't know this, or, you know, we may not feel confident in sharing what God has called us to share. But you have to recognize the authority that's been given to you as the role of the prophet in your house. The prophet represents the God to the people. So you represent the word of God to your people. You represent husbands, the word of God to your family. It's your responsibility to bring revelation to your family. It's your responsibility to consume and read the word of God and be able to teach it and proclaim it in your homes, in your communities, you know, with people you're connected to. Your voice is called to speak the word of God. The Bible says it this way, whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And we're not talking churches in physical buildings. We are the church. One of the unique things that that's happened to us in society right now, the church has finally been released to go do what it's supposed to do. The church, we're not in the building, but we're out in our communities. Although we're quarantined, it's causing us to really go out and impact each other's lives on a person, on a more personal level. So he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. And as a prophet of your home, this a responsibility of hearing what God has to say is vitally important. It is vitally important that you tune your ear to what God is saying concerning your life, but not only your life, but the life of your family, the life of the people that's connected to you. Come on, I need you to say, I need to hear God clearly. I need to hear God more clearly. You know, many of us, I often hear this question, specifically from men. I don't know God's will for my life. I'm having trouble identifying God's will for my life. And if you've ever asked that question, I'm giving you the answer right now. God's will for your life is found in his word. A lot of us struggle because we don't pick up the word of God. Now, I'm holding up my phone, but I have my Bible on my phone. But we don't pick up God's word on a daily basis. I believe we got slowed down in society because we need to start paying attention more to what God is saying to us. I don't know about you, but I've been able to spend more time in his word right now. I've been able to spend more time just in prayer, sitting quiet, meditating. This is going to bring more clarity to what God is saying. And a lot of us, we're filled with, our itineraries are filled with everything to do but the things of God. I mean, we got practice, we got Bible study, we got all, but am I sitting and meditating quietly to hear what God is saying to me? So it's very important that clarity comes to your life. So here it is. So finding the will of God in his word. Finding the will of God in his word. You have to be prepared to teach and preach the word in season and out of season. So it's very important. There's going to be some tough things that you may have to say. There may be some tough things that you might have to tell a friend or speak to your family about. God might be calling you guys in a new direction, but you have to present it boldly. All right? You need to present it boldly. Hey, number two, role number two, you have to be a priest of your home. You have to be a priest of your home. See, you represent, this represents you going into the inner courts, presenting sacrifice on behalf of your family. So the high priest, the role of a high priest was to present sacrifices on behalf of the children of Israel in the Old Testament to atone for their sins. If you look at Hebrews the fifth chapter, it says this, Hebrews the fifth chapter, the first verse, it says, every high priest is selected from among the people. I need to say that one more time. Every high priest is selected from among the people. And men, you have been selected. Whether you like it or not, you've been called by God. You've been chosen by God. And you are now to offer, to stand in the gap, to mediate, to pray for your family, to go into your prayer closet, to go into the inner courts and intercede for your family. So number one, you've been called by God. That's number one, you've been selected. Number two, you must be compassionate. See, we can't approach being the high priest as some sort of lofty position. You get to do this. You get to be the priest of your home. You get to model and stand in the gap for people who may not understand or may not know God. You can intercede and pray for them. You get to do this. So you must be compassionate. Because listen, God could have killed me in my sins. He could have took me out before I had an opportunity to know him. I'm so glad Christ saved me. And so when you're standing in the gap, when you're interceding on behalf of your families, you have to go to God with a humble heart. God, I'm here. I'm presenting prayer requests on behalf of my family, my community, my job, people on my job. Probably the only reason your job is standing is because you're there interceding. And so you have to be aware of these things. A high priest mediates before God. If you look at the story of Job, go and read the story of Job. The first chapter in Job, verse 5, he says, when their celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings for each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. Come on, somebody say we're talking about practice. This was Job's regular practice. So it was Job's regular practice, meaning this was his normal, this was day to day, day in, day out. He got up and he interceded for his family. So as a high priest, you're called to intercede for your family. All right, last one, role of a king. You're also called to be a king. You have to take responsibility for the welfare of the people that's connected to you. You have to be a visionary. You can't be consumed with just you, the things that affect you, but you have to be concerned with the things that affect not only you, but the kingdom, your household, your community. You have to have vision. You have to understand that you have to be a king that's responsible for the protection of the people, the security of the people. You have to know how to forgive quickly, how to overlook offenses, but also administer justice. There's a balance to it. And God has called you to do that as king. The sons of Issachar understood the times, but also they knew what to do. So you have to have a level of understanding of what's going on around us, what's plaguing our homes, our communities. But also, do you know what to do? You got to have a solution. So I wanted to share that just really quickly with you. You are called to operate in a threefold office, prophet, priest, and king. All right, we're going to go into a time of prayer right now, and I'll leave a couple minutes on the back end for Brother RJ, but I just wanted to share that quickly with you. So, men, let's come together and pray. Father, I thank you today, God. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness to us, oh God. Lord, I thank you, God, even in this season, God, of Lord, uncertainty, God. Even in the season of being in quarantine, God, Father God, we say thank you, God, Lord, that we're able, God, to slow ourselves down, God, and God, be able to hear from you, oh God. Lord, I pray over each man under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, I pray, God, that who they are in you, God, will become so much more clearer, God. Father God, we thank you, God, Lord God, for revelation, God. Send us understanding, God, for we can only go as far as our revelation, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that your word, God, Father God, is a lamp to our feet, God. Lord, we thank you, it's a light to our path, God. Lead and guide us, God, in the way of all truth, oh God. Father God, we pray for those who may be affected, God, Lord God, by this COVID-19 event, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you continue, God, to be the provider that we know you are, God. Show yourself strong in their life, God. Show yourself strong in their finances, God. Show yourself strong, Lord God, in their family, God. Continue, God, to bind us together in love, God. Father God, for we know love covers a multitude of sin, God. So, Father God, we pray, God, that you cover us with your love, God. Father God, I pray, God, for those, God, who are on the front lines, God, who still have to go to work, who are deemed essential, God. Lord, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you cover them with the blood, God. Father God, protect them, God. Let your hand of protection be upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you in advance, God, for your protection, God. Father God, we pray, God, over our nation right now, God. Lord, we pray for our leaders right now, God. We pray for their hearts right now, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you, Lord God, can turn the heart of the king any way you see fit, God. And we pray, God, that their hearts are for the people, oh God, that their hearts are for the nations, oh God. Oh, Father God, that they make decisions, God, Lord, that's based on your word, God. For we know heaven and earth shall pass away, God, but your word will remain forever, God. And Lord, we pray, God, that they make decisions based on your word, God. In the name of Jesus, your word is affirmed. Foundation, oh God, and we stand upon your word, God. We believe your word, God. Lord God, we believe what you have said, God. We are who you said we are, and we can do, God, what you said we can do, God. And we say thank you. We give you glory right now, Father God. Lord, I pray, God, for the visionary, God, Lord, of this platform, God. I pray over Brother RJ, God. Father God, I pray that you strengthen him, oh God. Continue to give him vision and understanding, God. Lord, we rebuke the adversary even now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let everything that his hands touch prosper, oh God. Oh God, I pray, Father God, that increase hits his home, God. But Father God, let it, God, flow down to his children, but only also his children's children. Lord God, generational, God, increase. In the name of Jesus, I pray over every man, God. Lord, I pray, God, Lord God, that vision, God, that destiny be released in their lives, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that businesses start to manifest. Ideas will manifest. The very things that are in our heads, oh God. Lord God, place it in our hands, God. Let vision manifest, oh God. Father God, I thank you right now in advance for it, God. Father God, you're faithful to us, God. And Father God, we are so grateful, God, that you did not turn your backs on us, God. So Father God, we commit, God, to working while it's day, God. For we know, God, when nighttime comes, God, when we close our eyes, God, no man shall work, God. And Father God, we want to serve our generation, God. Father God, we want to leave it all on the field, God. We want to die. We want to leave this world empty, God. We don't want to die full of promise. So, Father God, I speak, God. Oh, God, a sense of urgency into every man under the sound of my voice. Do it, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mike. Thank you so much for leading us today. Powerful word, powerful prayer. We greatly appreciate you, brothers. If you would give me 2 minutes, as always, I've got a couple of announcements. So we have had 7 powerful weeks of prayer. It's been, you know, life-changing for those that have been a part. And I'm excited for what God is doing in each of the lives of the men that have joined, the pastors that have led us. I am extremely grateful. So as we shift with the world starting to open back up, we are going to make a shift in our prayer call. And I have not announced this publicly yet, but I wanted you all to hear it first. So we are going to shift to a Monday evening call. So we will not be on next Monday. It's Memorial Day. Enjoy time with your families. But we will shift to a Monday evening call once a month. So the first Monday of every month, we will be here. Same link, same everything. First Monday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. We are going to start in the month of June with one of my favorite guys, Bishop R. Christopher Brown III from Sword of Truth in Bennettsville, South Carolina. Bishop Brown is excited to lead us in the month of June. So if you are able, obviously, to join us on Monday evenings, again, first Monday of every month, we will be here together gathered. So looking forward to what God is going to do as we continue to gather as men and pray. Second thing, we've done this every week, and God is telling me to keep doing it. He placed on my heart to bless churches and the churches of the pastors that have led us in prayer. So again, I always give this caveat. My wife and I have been tremendously blessed. We are both still working, receiving full paychecks during this quarantine, this pandemic. So this is not for RJ. This is not for our household. We want to bless Pastor Mike and Greater Church in Charlotte. So if you can join me, if you are able, please don't feel obligated. I know everybody has different circumstances, but if you can join me in making, I'll call it an offering to Greater Church. I just included my Cash App there in the chat. It's $PEM. That's P as in Paul, E as in Edward, M as in Mary. The word gives. So $PEM gives. 100% of that plus what we give here internally will go to Pastor Mike and Greater Church in Charlotte. I know that pastors have been working tirelessly. We got a couple pastors here on the line to continue to deliver the word to their congregations. And we just want to be a blessing in this season to the men and the women as well who are leading their congregation. So if you can join me, again, whatever the Lord is placing on your heart, do not feel obligated. But if you're able, please join me in making a donation to Greater Church in Charlotte and Pastor Mike Roach. Again, if you're able, my Cash App is $PEM gives, G-I-V-E-S. We'll be back first Monday in June, June 1st, 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop R. Christopher Brown III from Sword of Truth in Bennettsville. Please join us. Spread the word. Pastor Mike, thank you again for leading us this afternoon. We greatly appreciate your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit today. Fellas, if you have anything of me, please feel free to reach out and let me know. Pray you have a blessed week, and I'll see you all soon. God bless.